When I hear the front door open, I quickly make the character for the dragon and slide my diary into my dresser drawer. Kyo is late getting home from the war rally tonight. So late that Shizue-san is already snoring on her futon.
I'm home, sister, he says.
Then he goes straight to his room to drop off his rucksack, while I get his bowl of moldy gray rice ready. Kyo takes his place at the low table in the living room. His hair is windblown, his sharp cheekbones flushed. People say we look alike. I didn't see it before. He was always lanky and I was always plump. He always moved gracefully, like a cat. And I always limped and clomped from my bout with polio. But now that we're both gaunt from hunger, now that my cheekbones show too, now that I've cropped my hair, I must agree, we're visibly family. I put the bowl in front of him. This is all we have. Again, grayer than ever.
Hunger is the best spice, he tells me.
But that's only a saying he has learned to parrot. There's also a saying that you should eat until you're 8 out of 10 parts full. That won't be happening tonight. While Kyo digs into the rice, I sit down opposite him. And that's when I see. I see that he's hungry for more than food. It's right there in his eyes, the way they flash like swords. It's there in his chopsticks, the way they click like bootsteps. Soon he'll be old enough to join the Imperial Army, and it makes me afraid. The rally, it started late? I ask. He shakes his head.
It ran long. Then I stayed after to talk to some of the soldiers. They're doing so much. They need everyone's support. Here.
He pulls a pamphlet out of his pocket and hands it to me. I flip through it, my eyes catching on white Westerners, arrogant colonists, evil, greedy allies, American atrocities. I know all this already.